Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bad Tiki will be on this show, but before that, it's Cinco de Fivo!
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. By Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. And by New Jersey Lottery. Anything can happen in Jersey. And I'm here to give you the five draft scenarios that would be an American dream.
Oh, I like what you did there.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I love the
number five.
Oh, yeah. Reaction from people. Like, okay, sure.
Cheap pop. All right, number five. Known Eagles fan Abdul Carter comes out tonight to shake Roger Goodell's hand, breaks out an Eagles flag, and stomps on it in front of America. Because he's the New York Giant.
That would work. I like that.
Take that, Michael Strahan. Here we go.
Number four.
31 teams tell Howie Roseman to stick it with his freaking trade proposals on draft night. And for once, nobody bends over for the Philadelphia Eagles.
So let me get this straight. Your first two American dreams involve the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Good to see they're not in your head.
They are the champs.
No, my Mets have already taken care of the Phillies, Evan, as you know. Here we go.
Number three.
The Cowboys, once again, waste a first-round pick on a running back. Here we go.
Number two.
Jet fans, I'm here for you. You get your guy in Membu. Gives yourself elite bookend tackles back-to-back years. You set up for the long haul.
It's not that Membu would be a bad pick.
It's an American dream.
My American dream is Tyler Warren. Honestly, and I think I represent a lot of Jet fans. And it's funny, last year I didn't want Brock Bowers and I wanted the offensive tackle, which they did with Olu Fashanu. This year, complete reversal, give me the tight end. So that is not my American dream.
All right, Evan wants Kyle Pitts 2.0. Here we go.
Number one.
And the number one American dream is not only do the Giants take a quarterback they believe in at some point tonight, he's also awesome and Lombardi's are restored back across the parking lot. Take that. That's an American dream. Let's enjoy draft night.
There you go. Sean Moore asks Cinco de Fivo now.
Eagles suck.